dragon millipede spitting cyanide. Mm. You see, you just got to go to nature, man. You don't have to make, you don't have to have this great.
You don't have to have TNT or anything to blow somebody up or kill them. Just right there, a millipede spit cyanide.
Yeah, or you know, you could go back and you could create a movie like Tropic Thunder.
Right.
And you could have like one of the guys, instead of having a gun, throwing dragon millipedes at people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to a good friend I've seen on here.
Sure.
Scotty Harris. Good to see you, brother. Did many a Patriot Scotty rallies Harris. With that man. Really? Well, I did one.
One?
But it was a big one in West Virginia.
Nice.
Would have done more if I was closer to him. But Missouri's kind of far away from West Virginia.
Yeah. No, it's a long ways. West Virginia is one of the states that's having a problem with their gas.
Really?
No. Yeah. Does everybody know who shortage. Tim Pool is?
Yes.
Okay. So Tim Pool was doing his show yesterday, and he brought out evidence. Now, I'm just saying, and I want to know what you guys think about this. He has evidence of multiple news stations bringing out a gas shortage before
it even happened.
Yep.
Doesn't surprise me.
Okay, now this guy is not a conspiracy theorist. No, Tim Pool's not a conspiracy theorist.
He hates conspiracy theorists. I mean, that belief.
So what would be the advantage to kind of like test the people, like throw it out there?
That's what it is. It's a test.
He literally has videos from the day before it was hacked.
Well, here's the whole deal, Hans. I believe we're all being tested through Agenda 2130 right now. We're a test of our will. It's a test of our humanism versus what's the not reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And basically, we're in a virtual reality state of mind, or you're in a human mind right now.
Right. Audrey said, no gas issues here, station, or personal. Just
right.
But well, I hope it's not personal, because she eats a lot of tacos.
But right. Yeah. Slimy green alien tacos.
Well, but, right. I mean, here's the thing. I believe that people in power have been doing things like this for a long time. When they say conspiracy, sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's not. Like when they were saying, well, it's a conspiracy that they're trying to mind control you, and they're doing tests to see how they can mind control you. And then it comes out that Google literally was in practice of mind control, and now through advertising and marketing and things like that, they show how they can emotionally manipulate you into buying something through the research they have done on mind control.
Right.
So it's not so far as a stretch to say, it literally is mind control. It's not a conspiracy anymore.
No. And everything that's happening in 2021 is no surprise to me. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Guys like me, guys like you, that we've talked about these things. And it's just some people are just caught off guard by it. I've got family members that are caught off guard by this, you know, because they don't pay attention. They pay attention to what the news anchor says, but they don't pay attention to their surroundings. They don't do their own research. And then you get the negativity thrown back in your face saying, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Thank you very much.
Well,
Thanks for coming.
Let me just explain this show to you just for a second.
Yes.
In America today.
Yes.
We had one of the most prestigious sports events ever corrupted by the use of physically altering drugs.
Yeah.
We have a gas shortage that was reported before the gas shortage happened.
Yes.
We learned that there are millipedes that are deadly.
They have cyanide.
We found out about a frog that breaks its own bones to create finger daggers. And Washington, D.C. is not allowing dancing at weddings. What the hell kind of world are we living in?
Upside down.
You know what I'm saying?
We're living in an upside down world because they're making it an upside down world, because we're living in their world and we're just walking through it.
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm living in my world.
Well, I'm living in my world, but
you know what I'm saying?
You got to think. They're the rich elite. And you know where I'm going with this. The top 100 rich elite.
Right.
What it is, they think they control our thought process. They think they control what they can tell us. And they think that you know, most of the population is going to buy into it, which they have.
Right.
Well, over the years. I mean, but people are starting to wake.
Well, that's on
them. There are a few people that are waking up.
I hate that word.
That's why I don't say woke. I say wake.
I'm an individual, and I do things the way I want it.
Right.
You know, I'm a younger middle-aged man.
Right.
And I don't want anybody telling me what to do. So I live my life the way that I want to, and I try really hard not to hurt people, other people. I sure as hell make sure that I don't impede other people's, you know, freedoms. But I just live the way that I want to. And I wish the rest of America would do that.
I agree. And I think since we're in the middle of this story, and you know how I like to read, we read a story and
I got two animals left.
Oh, well, daggone. I was going to play right into the wake.
To the wake? Yeah, I don't want to talk about wake. Woke.
Well, we're going to talk about the woke, awaken. Wake, wake. No, we're talking about wake.
No, that's for sleep time.
I know. Well,
okay, I'm going to begrudgingly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hansen. I got my wife for once. Playing dead.
Who's playing dead?
Yes, I told you we were talking about wake.
Oh.
Okay. Woman forces friends to mourn her at fake funeral where she lies in coffin for hours.
Why?
I have no idea.
There's a financial benefit to this.
Okay. Mayra Alonzo was so desperate to know what it felt like to die that she rented a coffin and organized her own rehearsal funeral.
Well, hang on a second. Do you think that people knew about that? I mean, if you're going to rent your own coffin.
Well, that's what she's saying.
All right, well, go for it. Keep going.
She says, where family pretended to mourn.
Ooh.
Oh, that's just so terrible. I'm telling you. We'd be lying if we said we hadn't ever pondered over what it might be like to pass away. You know, is there an afterlife? How many people will come to your funeral? That kind of stuff. But while wistfully thinking about life after death is fairly normal, if a little morbid thing to do, one woman has taken it to a whole new level by organizing her own funeral, except she's still alive. In fact, Mayra Alonzo was so eager to know what it felt like to die that she forced her nearest and dearest to mourn her at a fake funeral where she lay in a rented coffin for hours pretending to be dead.
So
what is your thoughts about this 59-year-old Dominican Republic woman who staged her own funeral rehearsal?
Oh, that's what it is. It's a dress rehearsal. I'm going to say narcissism to the max.
I don't think it gets any worse than that.
No, I want to find out who really has time for me. I want to find out who really, you know.
She must be loaded with cash to do all this.
Maybe she was trying to figure out her will.
Yeah, I'm telling you because it was expensive trying to just get a funeral for my wife. I can imagine doing a fake.
Oh, she had plenty of money, I'm sure.
She had to.
Well, maybe she set up a GoFundMe.
Well, that,
you know, in.
Oh, I want to set up a GoFundMe to fake my death.
No. What she does is she had a friend that was helping her with it.
Oh.
And, you know, she faked her death so she could make some money. And she was so narcissistic that she actually didn't care about anybody.
Right.
You know, almost like sociopathic.
It is. I mean, this is kind of where I wanted to go with that, you know. Not the kind of wake you were expecting, was it?
No, for sure.
All right. But back to your story.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Lyrebirds can imitate pretty much anything. Yeah, is that a superpower?
Oh, let's say, yeah.
See, lyrebirds are the Dan Bakers of the world. Like, give me your best impersonation of a lyrebird mocking Turtlehead.
Turtle.
No, I was talking about Turtlehead.
I know.
Okay. Turtle.
I'm not too turly enough for your turtle.
All right, you're hitting the danger zone.
Danger.
You know, well, yeah, lyrebirds. Straight really.
To the danger zone.
Can you sing some the Go-Go's?
No.
Come on, do some Go-Go's. That's your type of music.
We've got the beat.
I would do a heavy metal version.
Can't you do the girl part though?
No.
I want to hear the girl part from you.
No.
Why not? No.
That wouldn't sound right.
do the high pitch thing. I want to hear it, man. Everybody out there is asking for it.
Yeah.
We got the beat. We got the.
Can't you do? We got the beat. We got.
No, I don't think I can go that low.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still waiting for him to drop, brother. Immortal jellyfish are immortal.
Right.
Turaopsis dorni, a tiny jellyfish living in tropical waters, is also known as the immortal jellyfish. That is just because it tells the Grim Reaper to take a hike. When the immortal jellyfish gets hurt, sick, or old, it simply turns back the clock. It can revert back to its larval form, resetting its biological clock and starting its life brand new. The jellyfish can repeat this process infinitely, rendering them biologically immortal as long as they don't get eaten or die from disease before they can complete their rebirth. The immortal jellyfish literally will live forever. What do you think of that?
That's pretty awesome.
Don't you wish we could do that?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Do you really want to live forever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I actually want to see how more stupid we can get as a society.
Well, I'm going to live forever, but it won't be here. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I hear you.
But that is really cool. So let's think about this. 8 things that are real that we only see in comic books. Immortal life, which is from a jellyfish. Lyre birds that can pretty much imitate anything. I mean, right. They're, you know, following you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dragon millipedes that spit cyanide.
Oh.
Mantis shrimps that punch just as hard as a bullet hits. Yeah. Hairy frogs that break and eject their bones to create claws.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Sea cucumbers that can liquefy and then solidify their bodies. Bats that are physics majors, and sharks that use the magnetic field to hunt prey and keep out of trouble. Hmm. Now, there's something to all this.
There is.
The beauty of nature, the complexity of nature, things that we already have here.
Yeah.
I bet you they don't even know how this stuff works.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw something very, very, very scary to me, and I looked it up in the... This guy, he happens to be a scientist. He is creating animals, splicing DNA together.
Yeah, I think I read something about this recently.
Okay, at first I thought this is BS. It's not real.
I thought so too, but then the more you read, it's like anything's possible nowadays.
This guy is literally splicing things together like deer and pythons.
Yeah.
Deer,
like Frankenstein,
cobras, creating
a real life Frankenstein animal.
Yes, animals that are poisonous, yeah. Mammals. Okay, yeah. Now there was only one known poisonous mammal on Earth,
right?
Okay, and that was the duck-billed platypus.
Yeah.
Okay, but now this guy's making deer splitting. Do you think that at some point that's going to backfire, and people that are trying to play God are going to screw everything up?
Oh, I think so too.
Because the year 2020, the year 2019, and now we're in 2021, I can literally see something like poisonous deer kills man on walk. And
yeah.
It could be totally believable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's possible. Yeah.
Man charged with terrorism for throwing, you know, poisonous millipede at people.
Right.
Know? Cyanide attack from millipede. I could see this stuff now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's something to think about, and I believe that playing God always backfires.
And it'll backfire because we know who's in charge, the real
Amen.
God. Yeah.
All right. Folks, I want you to have a great, wonderful day. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code CRANKERS, yes. Go to thecostclub.com.
Thecostclub.com.
Check out Morning Crankers. We're going to put some more stuff on there. I'm waiting for the Frisbees. I want the glow-in-the-dark Frisbees.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
And cornhole. I want to put cornhole boards up there. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. We love you.
Yeah, love you guys. Have a good Thursday.